Foreword: What makes this book different? Worldbuilding is a pivotal aspect of storytelling, but it's filled with pitfalls. One of the most serious, one that can end the creative journey, is worldbuilder's disease. This insidious condition manifests when the creator becomes so engrossed in crafting their fictional realm that they neglect the actual writing of their story. This is a trap, an endless labyrinth of ideas and intricate details. And a human who catches this disease simply never writes. Their story remains untold. Their campaign remains unrun. Their whole creative journey stops. To combat this disease, it might be tempting to jump straight into the story and ignore the world completely. Just dive in and sort out the mess later. This extreme leads to conflicting canon, cultures that no longer adhere to their own mythic logic, and fantasy elements that throw the reader out of the story rather than drawing them into the world. What the world builder needs is the Goldilocks zone. Enough world building to get going with a story. Enough freedom to build more world as needed. And a good way to track existing canon. That's the approach I advocate for in this book. Just-in-time worldbuilding is an iterative process of worldbuilding that integrates with the writing process, or the campaign-building process if you're a game master. Using this method, the worldbuilder, you from here onward, can create all the elements required for your story without getting trapped in an endless world-building loop. You will track your world on worksheets that create a body of lore for you to refer back to whenever you add new lore. This world-building Bible, if you will, makes sure everything still works together, that you haven't broken your canon by changing your lore. And that means you can start writing as soon as you've identified the core of your story. As your tale unfolds, the setting evolves organically, gaining depth through additional world building unlocked by the story. This book serves as a guide throughout the creative journey. It helps you lay the groundwork and incrementally create what is required chapter by chapter in your story, or campaign session by campaign session in your game. With each step, the world gains richness, vibrancy, and a sense of authenticity. How to use this book? In each section, there is a theory component where I explain the concepts that are important for the section, an exercise with questions and thoughts for you to mull over, and a worksheet or template where you can fill in the details of your world. Exercises are numbered 1 through 84, and the worksheets are numbered per chapter. For example, worksheet 1A is the first worksheet in chapter 1, and so on. Don't get hung up on filling in every worksheet in full. Some worksheets won't apply to your world. Leave them out. For some worksheets, you only need a little bit of content right now. If you only write a single sentence in a section, that's all you need for right now. As the story progresses, more of the setting will emerge, and then you simply come back to those worksheets and update them, just in time to use in the tale. Remember, build what you need when you need it. You can follow this link, tinyurl.com/WB1sheets, to download a PDF of the worksheets, so you don't have to write in your book or try to keep notes from the audiobook. Should the download code not automatically populate, it is WBVOL1, And the full URL, if the tiny URL doesn't work, is www.mariemelany.com/wbdownloads?access code=WBVOL1. Every chapter ends with YouTube resources. This contains a link to a playlist of videos curated from my channel that contribute to the content discussed in the chapter. I will read the tiny URL to you at the end of each chapter. Who is this book for? This book is written for fantasy authors and game masters alike. Though I mostly refer to the story as the thing you're writing, if you're a game master where you see story or writing, read running the campaign. For game masters, there is one more aspect to consider. Your world might come with pre-packaged magic and other fantasy elements through the system you're using. For example, if you're running Dungeons & Dragons, D&D, in a homebrew world, your magic system is the D&D system. In that case, don't replicate the system details in the worksheets. Only note down your house rule changes and rather focus on the culture and environment that makes your implementation of the system unique. Most of the worksheets in this book are not about system elements. Instead, they focus on how those fantasy elements impact your world, your story, and your audience. Ready? Got your pencil? All right, let's dive in.